Mm-hmm. Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendship, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Yes.
Sitting in your lovely home.
Yes.
Gorgeous spring day.
Yes.
I sneezed 40 or 50 times on the drive down, so I don't have to
sneeze right now. Good.
So, yeah.
I have lots of water for you.
Yeah, I see that. Listeners, she's got like, I don't know, maybe 68 bottles of water.
It's 80. Costco.
Oh, it's 80. Yeah. Thank God, right? When the zombie apocalypse comes, we're set.
We're good.
Clark's clean up and water.
We're set. We're good.
So, we are doing two letters in this episode today.
Yes.
And I grouped them together for reasons I'll talk about later. How's that?
That's all right. Yeah.
And, listeners, we were just talking about, like, should we get an engineer and a higher quality? And Joss said, no, I think that would hurt our brand. Our readers expect less from us.
They do. They expect the bottom of the barrel. Right.
So, for you, the truck's going by, yes. When the dog starts doing her little dance,
yeah.
You're right here with us.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the first letter. Dear ladies, I'd like your take on how to navigate my not-so-unique situation, the wife of my husband's best friend. Here's the backstory. My husband, let's call him Christian, and I have been married for several years now. One of Christian's best friends, let's call him Matt, is also married to, let's call her Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Matt and Mary.
Okay. Gotcha.
Over the years, I've tried getting along with Mary, but sometimes she just rubs me the wrong way, and I don't always feel like we click. Nonetheless, I am always polite, respectful, and for a time I was making a true effort to try and bond with her and build a relationship. And there were times when she reached out to me, inviting me to join here and there, but I couldn't help but feel like it was coming from an insincere place, like a last-ditch effort just to say that she did invite me.
Mm.
I get mixed messages from her. Sometimes I feel like she's being flat-out rude, and then other times she'll be super cool and nice and go above and beyond. This past Christmas, we had some out-of-town friends stay with us for 2 weeks. Christian's other best friend, Johnny, and his girlfriend, Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Not their real names. Prior to their arrival, I had plenty of activities planned for the four of us while they were here. One of those activities was to get together for Matt's birthday, as they all have met before at our wedding, and Matt and Johnny met at Christian's bachelor party. During Matt's birthday, Mary was completely ignoring me, would talk over me, and again was just being rude. But while doing this to me, she was directing all her attention at Jenny. I let it go and didn't want to make something out of nothing, but even my husband picked up on this behavior. The following day, I had planned for Christian, Johnny, and Jenny to go out and see a local show. But then Mary calls them and invites them over to her house, so they went there instead. My husband then awkwardly asks Matt if we are invited, as Mary only asked Johnny and Jenny, not us, and they're our guests. I decided not to go, as it felt like an insincere invitation. Then, to make things weirder, Mary and Matt kept asking Johnny and Jenny to spend the night at their house for a few days. They didn't end up staying there, but I couldn't help but think this was an odd request to ask someone else's guests to stay at their home for a few days.
It's very weird.
Mm. Although I'm feeling bothered, I push my feelings aside and just try to make the best of things while they're here. A few days later, the six of us go out to dinner and meet at our house for drinks. Things started okay enough, but by the time we were at dinner, Mary was making plans with Jenny for the last few days they were here, as I'm sitting right next to them at the table, and no invitation was extended to me. The rest of the evening felt very clicky, and it made me feel uncomfortable. My husband picked up on this as well. Fast forward a few months. Christian is made aware that Matt, Mary, Johnny, and Jenny have planned a trip together. The way they broke this news to him was they said they were going to X location on X dates and letting us know in case we wanted to come along too. They never asked us or anything like that, but instead sent Christian a screenshot of their group chat. Yep, apparently they have a group chat without us, confirming their upcoming plans. We were both upset by this, as my husband's two best friends have planned a trip, gave us an afterthought invite, and are now acting like we have no right to be upset over it. I have no intention of going on this trip, and the hurt look on my husband's face when he realized they'd planned a trip without him was heartbreaking. What was even sadder was that Christian had asked Johnny about 2 weeks prior about planning a trip somewhere in the year. Either they come out here or we go to them, but Johnny said his year was already pretty full. So this really came as a blow to him. If this was any other friend in my life, I would have called it quits long ago. But I always felt like I needed to play nice because Mary is the wife of my husband's best friend. Matt is a cool guy, and I like him. I also really like Johnny and Jenny, but I can't help but cringe when I know Mary is going to be there too. The last thing I want is to have this affect my husband and Matt's relationship, but I don't want to be around Mary, and my husband completely agrees. As long as Matt and my husband are friends, I will eventually be in the same room with Mary again at some point and have to interact with her. How do you recommend I navigate this? I want to set boundaries and not put myself in positions that make me feel crappy about myself at the end of the day, but I also don't want to hinder the boys' friendships. Sincerely, Odd Woman Out.
Well, I'm going to say that the boys' friendships are already been interfered with mm-hmm. because Mary is keeping our letter writer's husband out of their plans. And he is the best friend to Mary's husband. So what is it? It's Chris, Johnny, and Matt.
Yes.
These are the three friends, the mm-hmm. three best friends. And Johnny and Matt are going away with their wives and didn't invite Christian.
Right.
And so Mary's already interfering with that relationship.
Right. I sort of agree.
Okay.
I don't think you need to be friends with Mary.
I don't either. I don't think she does.
I don't think Mary is a nice person.
She's not, but she's messing with her husband's relationship, so they need to talk to each other,
That's the thing.
Your husband needs to, and I don't know about men, are they going to do this, but he should go to Matt and be like, you really hurt my feelings when you yeah. did this. Right. This is what we would advise our female listeners.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like the idea that you have to be couples friends
yeah.
is wrong.
It's fallacy.
Matt and Christian are friends. Johnny and Christian are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny and Matt and Christian are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Their wives don't have to get along.
Right.
So there's no law that says the four of you have to do stuff together,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though they're best friends. They can hang out, mm-hmm. they can have poker night, mm-hmm. they can go bowling, whatever. But the four of you are not a good combination.
No.
And you never were.
No, Mary's...
You know, you said, like, I try to like her, but I feel like she's insincere.
Yeah.
And she invites me at the last minute. When you don't like the spouse of someone in your circle, all you have to do is be polite.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like her. You don't have to bend over backwards to try to make her your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You said initially, you guys don't click. Let it be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't click.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. You mm-hmm. don't have to say what a horrible person she is. You don't have to, you know, keep trying and trying to make her like you. You never liked her, but you mm-hmm. didn't hate her.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think it's gone a little far for you to leave it there. But,
yeah.
You know, you say, like, sometimes the four of us have dinner together and I make polite small talk and I hug them and they leave. Right? Great. That's what you do when you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband has a friend who's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I love his friend. His wife and I are, you know, cordial.
Mm-hmm.
We don't click. We have very little in common.
Mm-hmm.
She's not great at making conversation, and then I try too hard and talk too much.
Right.
It's just not a great vibe.
Right.
But that's okay. She's a good person. I'm a good person. We just don't... Our personalities don't match.
Right.
So you just be polite, and that's what you do as adults. So you don't have to bitch about how... You don't click, or I got a weird vibe, or I didn't have the best time. I don't expect to have the best time when I go out with this couple. You know, they're nice, and that's enough, right? So, I think your expectations of we're all going to be best friends because our husbands are best friends is wrong. Okay, you are not in this,
mm-hmm.
and there's one guy, and he has two friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very weird that Jenny and Johnny were doing something with Mary and Matt without you. But I have to say, I also think it's a long time to have
two
house
weeks?
Guests.
My God.
Over the holidays.
3 weeks. 3 days is all you need.
3 days, right?
That's all you need.
So, I mean, that's a long, long
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
And I wonder... Johnny and Jenny said yes to Mary and Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they wanted to give you some space.
Yes.
2 weeks vacation.
It's a nice
right?
little reframe. Like that.
Maybe things felt weird at your house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe
they noticed the tension between you and Mary.
Right. Maybe they thought, like, you know, maybe, I'm not going to say it, maybe it's you.
Yeah.
Odd woman out. Maybe you are making them uncomfortable, or you and Christian as a couple aren't great hosts, but I think it's, there's a reason that they said yes.
Yeah.
And they didn't end up staying there, but they wanted to do things with Mary and Matt without you. They right. were fine with that.
Right.
So something's wrong in this mix of six people.
Yeah.
And it seems to be you and Christian.
Seems to me. That's sad. Yeah, that's terrible because, yeah, are you friends with this Jenny person? Or are they just, Jenny is just, what's his name again?
Jenny and Johnny, Matt and Mary.
And then
and Christian and the letter writer. Yeah.
So Jenny is just Johnny's wife. She's not your friend.
Right.
I see.
Right.
So it's only the men who are friends.
Three guys.
Yeah.
And then their
yeah.
wives.
Yeah. yeah.
So I wonder if you honestly take a look at that time. Mm-hmm. Did you seem stressed?
Mm-hmm.
Was 2 weeks too long?
Yes, it's too long. I'm sorry, okay. It's too long.
No one should stay in your home for 2 weeks while you are in residence.
3 days.
3 days. Hotel?
Yes.
Airbnb?
Yes, yes.
You know,
and that, you know, when you put them in a hotel or Airbnb, that sort of shows you the boundary there. They're here on vacation, they're going to see you, and then they can see other people.
Right. And I wonder, too, like, where do you live? Do you live in a tourist area? Are they using your house as home base?
Oh.
Like, so we can go skiing, you know, in Colorado while we stay with Christian and his wife.
Yeah. All of those things need to be made clear when you're hosting people.
Yeah. So I feel like whatever your intentions were, the environment was not great.
Yeah.
If the 2/3 of the people wanted out of it.
Yes.
And wanted you and Christian out of it. And I know this is really hurtful.
Yeah.
Because I do think you're being sincere and saying, like, I had planned all these great things. But something is off.
Right.
And either Matt and Johnny are really shitty guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just using Christian. Or whether the two women are raging bitches.
Yeah.
And, you know, but whatever's off, it's you two.
Yeah.
So then it comes to the vacation. And here's what I want to say. Just because you were there first doesn't make you entitled to be included.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? So our friend Mara of the Marble Islands and Countertops.
That's right.
She went to a friend's wedding in Italy.
Right.
And they really clicked with another guest couple.
Yeah.
They'd never met before.
Right.
And the next year they went on vacation with them.
Right.
And they have their monthly, like, 6-hour cocktail
chats,
hour.
That's right. Yeah.
And it just, like, how nice. We met at our friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And we've become really close.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything about the bride and groom.
Right.
It means that they clicked with this other couple.
Yeah.
And you can't take that personally. So Mary and Jenny seem to have really clicked. And you haven't clicked with Mary.
Yeah.
And you kind of like Jenny a little bit more, but I don't get the impression you know her that well.
Right.
So I think a lot of this is, it's just part of growing up.
Yeah.
It's part of learning about friend dynamics is that you were there first and you were the hostess and you're feeling like, therefore, we are always the center of this little...
Yeah, we got dibs.
Yeah, we got dibs.
Yeah,
it revolves around us, and clearly it doesn't.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, they did invite you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you say it was offhand and last minute, but they did invite you.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, hey, we're going to Vail, and do you guys want to come too?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a shitty invitation. That's, we made plans... We really want to do this. We, you know, maybe their schedules are different. Maybe they had to coordinate. But they didn't exclude you. And I think if you're going to read into these things and say, like, that was a crappy last-minute invitation, then it's going to be harder to maneuver through life. If you can say, like, Well, not this year, but maybe maybe another year. Like, we've really always wanted to go to Switzerland. So maybe we, if you guys all want to go to Switzerland, we can start talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun as a group.
Right.
But, you know, in your situation, would it be? It wouldn't be.
No.
It's...
I want to say that I feel like the husbands need to plan things for just them.
Yeah.
And leave the wives out of it. Because the fallout from all of these... all of this going on is that Christian feels like he's been left out from his best friends.
Once upon a time, he had two really good friends.
Right.
Then their wives all got together.
Right. And now it's not so great.
Right. And, you know, I think most men would be like, well, if my wife's not comfortable, I'm not doing anything.
Right.
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 But if we take the females out of the equation, then, and this relationship is really important to him, then he can salvage that.
Yeah.
But... if it's going to be, Mary doesn't like me enough for us to go.
Yeah.
Then you're hurting your husband's relationship.
Right.
And what I would say to you is, say, you know, honey, I'm just not really, like, we just, for whatever reason, don't really have chemistry as the three couples. So why don't you and the guys do your thing?
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, if the six of us get together, you know, that'll be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll all catch up. But, you know, it's clear, like, the chemistry is off. And it's just like a relationship where I have nothing bad to say about this person. It's just we didn't hit it off.
Yeah, we didn't click. I would also say that maybe keep your interactions with the two other couples brief and fun. So dinner.
Bowling.
But maybe don't try to plan something where you're going to be together for a week.
Yeah.
I think that might cause some problems unless you do it the Airbnb way, which is to say... oh, we're all going to be in Venice at the same time.
Right.
Let's all have dinner over here
we'll
on Tuesday.
On Friday, we'll go on the tour of the Duomo.
Right.
And
then we'll all do our own thing during the rest of the time.
Because I keep going back to the 2 weeks with you having all these plans.
Yeah.
And I know that you've only been married a few years, so my guess is that you're kind of new to adulting.
Yeah.
And to socializing as a married, independent, grown-up couple.
Right.
That's a little controlling. It's a little forced. And 2 weeks with a woman that you don't know very well, it's a lot.
And your house,
something happened. There was something in the water, some weird energy that made them want to... disperse a little.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Long time. And then just maybe take a little look at, am I trying too hard?
Right.
Am I forcing a situation because I want this for my husband?
Right.
You know, I saw this movie and everybody had so much fun together. And it's the way it's supposed to be in real life.
Yeah.
You gotta let it be more natural and organic.
I mean, I do see how she thought, oh, they're coming to my house for 2 weeks, so... I'm going to plan, I'm going to do all this stuff, and it's going to be great. 2 weeks is so long. Seriously, just 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days is all you need. And think about it this way. If you all go away to, say, Maui for 2 weeks and share an Airbnb, you're not going to do everything together all the time.
It's like, hey, we're driving up to the mountain.
Right.
Oh, we're going snorkeling with the dolphins. You know?
Maybe we get sushi when you get back or something like that.
Yeah.
But because it was your house, that's where the sticking point is.
The power dynamic comes in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think, too, that I generally don't think that Mary has treated you well.
Yeah.
But I also think you're looking at it really, really hard. And sometimes it's going to serve you to take things at face value.
Right.
So when you say, like, she invited me, but I didn't feel it was authentic.
Yeah.
Cut that shit out.
Yeah.
She invited you.
Just go.
Say yes or no.
Right.
You know?
I do think, too, that when you invited Jenny and Johnny for 2 weeks, that you could have been clear or you guys could have communicated better about what their plans were while they were in town.
Yeah.
Because 2 weeks is a long time. And they obviously were thinking, well, we're going to hang out with Mary and Matt for a little bit. And then, so they were using your house as a home base.
Right. And you said, like, they had only met at the bachelor party, but, you know, they hit it off.
Yeah.
Right? They had a great time.
They hit it off.
Like, hey, we're going to be in town. We're staying with Christian. You guys, we should do something too.
Let's get together.
And then, you know, you bring in, like, if the two wives have that chemistry and
yeah.
you're not part of that.
Right.
That energy, you know, it's hurtful, but you didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
And I don't think that they have betrayed you as much as you are thinking they betrayed you.
Right. I think you're, like, feeling really badly for your husband. Yeah. He feels very left out.
And it was awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It was not handled gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want your husband to maintain these friendships that are so important to him, take a big step back.
Yeah.
And do not trash talk the wives and the friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't, if you, like, Mary is so mean to me, of course it's going to color his relationship
mm-hmm,
with Matt.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, I can't believe Johnny and Jenny did this, you know, a more adult, emotionally mature thing to do is to say, babe, like, I know this isn't unfolding as you wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to happen?
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, I can't believe they did this. This right. is so hurtful. I'm heartbroken for you.
Because then your husband feels obligated to stick up for you, right?
Yeah.
The other thing, re-emphasizing only 3 days. Imagine if Jenny and Johnny had only come for 3 days. None of this would have
mm-hmm.
happened.
Mm-hmm.
None of this. There wouldn't have been time.
Right.
There's no time.
Right.
So that's why 3 days is important. 3 days is, my father used to say, anything beyond 3 days and the fish starts to stink.
Right. That's the
saying.
Old saying, right?
Yeah.
Guests and fish.
Right.
After 3 days, they stink.
Stink, yeah.
Yeah.
So 3 days. 3 days and that's it.
Yeah.
Yes, take a step back. Yes. Have your husband reconnect with his friends separately. Yes. Do
yeah.
all of that. Maybe you and Jenny will get closer. That's
mm-hmm.
fine, too.
Right. And the way to get closer is to be pleasant.
Yeah.
And make amiable conversation.
Yeah.
Be seen as a good sport.
Yeah.
Don't be seen as the wounded, angry
yeah.
woman who, you know, was on a tear because they weren't invited in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
It was not well handled.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was quite the disaster that
right.
it is building up in your mind to
yeah.
be.
The house made everything feel... The dynamic was,
yeah.
it felt very personal because it
yeah.
was your house.
Yeah.
And
you know,
I
have a friend whose husband's best friend is in the Foreign Service. And when they visited, they were coming from a faraway land.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have to stay with my friends. And it was always really hard.
Mm.
But like in your situation, the husbands were best friends,
mm-hmm.
childhood best friends.
Mm-hmm.
This was their one time every few years to connect. But my God, that was a long week or two, you know, and my friend just like sucked it up
mm-hmm.
because she wanted the friendship to go on.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was a good guy. She knew how
mm-hmm.
important the friendship had been. Didn't want to be the reason it broke up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to take with you. You don't want to be the reason.
That's right.
Christian and Matt and Johnny are not friends anymore.
Right, right.
So... good luck, sweetheart.
Yeah.
This is just growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
And,
3 days!
3 days!
That's it!
All right, Joss. Our next letter is kind of, it's a very different kind of letter.
Mm-hmm.
But in some respects, I think it has something in common with our first letter. So why don't you take it away?
Okay.
And by the way, listeners... we found that we had such a backlog of letters.
Yeah.
So we're doubling up on episodes.
We are.
Because we apologize.
So sorry.
We've just been like too much wine and...
slightly disorganized.
not enough time together.
So sorry. Okay.
All right. Second
Hi,
letter.
Kristen
Hi, ladies.
And I'm
I've been
day.
Looking for
and
some help slash advice on how to deal with
forever.
A recent and very raw situation and stumbled across your podcast.
Yeah.
Here's the lowdown. We are quite a big group consisting of 9 mum friends. Hello, UK.
Hello, Australia.
Hello, Australia.
Hello, New
Zealand. our children are all in the same year group at school. Naturally, I'm closer to some more than others, and one in particular who I could be friendly with, but wouldn't be someone I met with outside the group socializing. Let's call her Heather.
Heather, okay.
There is a big birthday coming up, and as Heather was friends with the birthday girl prior to the group, she's taken the lead organizing it. To clarify, I'm usually the one who organizes the majority of the events and gifts because it's something I enjoy, and I'm not so bad at it. They are always saying I should be an event planner, but I couldn't actually think of anything worse because it is hard work.
The horror.
It is. Half of the group also have summer birthdays, so I was organizing a group night out for this. We had all agreed on a date. I'd planned it early, knowing how difficult it would be to pin everyone down over the summer. Heather suggested going to a spa for the birthday girl, but I pointed out that we had only recently done this for her birthday, organized by me and Ethel, and although we loved it, we were more than happy to go, It was quite expensive, and I feel like everyone would probably prefer to do something different. Suggestion one, and so it begins. I suggested to Heather about hiring a private chef I would happily host. Without even looking at the menu, she said that the birthday girl, let's call her Ethel, would hate that kind of food. It wasn't particularly fancy, but then suggested that her neighbor was a chef and she would speak to him.
Okay.
Moving on, we now have a group chat to discuss the plans. She suggests a restaurant. It's a nice restaurant, but one we have all gone to without any special occasion. I had then mentioned this to a few other mom friends who did all agree there was nothing special about it, but they loved the private chef idea, which was irrelevant at this point. Heather suggested a date, and I said it was the week or two after the birthday event I had provisionally booked, meaning it would be a bit much for a number of reasons. She then did a poll on dates and actually opted for the least popular date. Still unsure why she did this.
Okay, Heather.
Yeah, all right, Heather. Then Heather pipes up with another idea to move the Friday Eve, which I planned, to the Saturday daytime. To clarify, this is all in a group chat, so everyone is free to respond. I said I think she should stick to the Friday for the issues I raised before, childcare and the other date. No one responded either way. I then messaged Heather privately and suggested she use the Saturday. I've penciled in for a brunch or something and will just move the joint birthday to later on. She said no, she didn't want to change the date and confuse things. After speaking with a few others and sharing that I didn't think the meal alone was special enough for a big birthday, I do actually really like Ethel, and she definitely deserves a treat, but I also feel... It should be in line with the spa, which we did for Heather. They advised me to just let it go and focus on planning the joint birthday event. So I did. Until, Heather messages the joint group saying she has changed the plans and booked a private room in a different restaurant and then a table in the bar after. Again, a bar we had visited previously under no occasion. And that we could also contribute to a swimwear voucher.
Oh.
What is that? Never mind. I did actually respond and say, good idea, even though I felt it was still rubbish.
She's British.
Yeah. But suggested a more luxurious swimwear brand, which would in total cost us £20 each. Heather then replied saying she never heard of the brand, had anyone else. Then went on to say she appreciates my suggestion, but Ethel is self-conscious and doesn't think she would appreciate that as a gift. I suggested a beach bag.
Heather suggested a beach bag.
And suggested a beach bag, right. Asking one of the girls for recommendations. A few of the other girls began to comment on the price of the swimwear. Main point here is it would cost us each £20, not the full $150. So they're buying a swimsuit for Ethel.
I guess.
And they're each chipping in £20.
Okay.
All right. Later that day, Heather says she's been speaking to Ethel and does in fact love that swimwear brand, but is happy with the £12 dupe, and so she was going to get a voucher for a spa treatment.
We're a little confused by the lingo, but we'll press on.
In the end, I did lose my temper and said she clearly knows best, so just get on with it. I left the chat as I just couldn't be dealing with it any longer. I did message Heather privately and say, look, I'm stubborn, but I feel as though you have shot down every single one of my suggestions, but we're fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine. I'm getting a t-shirt that says that. She then replied saying everything she has done is for Ethel and is sorry I feel that way. I made it very difficult for her to plan the event as I've been very strict on dates. She can do. She thought the luxurious swimwear was a risk, even though Ethel said she loves them. She had hardly said a word about the gift, which isn't true. Yet I went in on her. I've also been rude to her, and it is meant to be fun, but we cannot fall out over it. I obviously don't agree with what she said, and I'm not sure how I've become the bad guy just for speaking up. Now, it is very difficult around school pickup. We all walk. They all walk together, and now it's like tension. Mm-hmm. Got it. I do feel like some of the other girls should have had my back. I've spoken with a few who love the idea of the luxurious swimwear voucher, over the spa treatment, as it's a longer lasting gift and something she wouldn't buy for herself over a 30-minute treatment, but they didn't speak up or voice that in the chat.
Oh, ho.
Uh-huh. She clearly had an issue with me suggesting things, but hadn't voiced it until I exploded. I've also asked one who I thought I was close with if she thought I had been strict with dates, and she didn't say anything, but I do feel like she should have had my back. I feel as though I've been made out to be the bad person because I wanted Ethel to have a good birthday. Perhaps I have come across as controlling, interfering, but that wasn't and isn't my intention. I don't know what to do now. I've also preferred a smaller group of friends and always feared something like this would happen with such a big group, as we did spend a lot of time together. Believe it or not, I don't like the drama and have distanced myself from most of the group since. It's just very awkward. I don't really feel the two of us can be friends, / I don't really want to be friends. I just need to hear a neutral opinion and some advice, I suppose. Signed.
I shouldn't sign anything, did she?
She did not.
I'm calling her Event Mom.
Oh, love it.
Dear Event Mom. It's not Heather. It's you.
Unfortunately, dear.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or maybe it's both of you fighting to be acknowledged as who loves Ethel best.
Yeah.
Or she who has the best ideas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You are stuck on the idea that your ideas were better.
Mm-hmm.
And that because Ethel is fabulous, nothing you've ever done in the past was good or original enough for her. Joss.
I have no words for that.
Women and birthdays, right? We've had so many letters.
I know.
About the importance of birthday parties. So I think it doesn't matter if your idea was better.
Yeah.
Or that you'd all recently been to the same spa. I mean, who hates going to the spa twice in the same year?
I don't know. It wouldn't be me.
Not me.
That'd be fine.
I think what matters is that, Event Mom, you could not step back and let someone else take the lead.
Yeah, that is the issue. Also, Event Mom, if a swimwear voucher, I hardly know what to say because I literally don't care. Like, you know how I am with my birthday. What did I just ask for? You called me up and said, let's do something for your birthday.
Yes. Okay. And what Joss replied was, I'd really like to have you make me a cocktail and watch Netflix and get takeout.
Mm-hmm.
Best birthday ever.
Boom. Like Boom. That. I asked to day drink and watch Netflix and have takeout food. And that was awesome.
That's what we did.
That was plenty.
You know what? It was fantastic.
It really was.
Because you came over at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Fantastic.
I made you your cocktail.
So
our
good.
Other guests joined us.
Yes.
We watched Love is Blind. Is that what we were
Love
watching?
Is Blind, we did.
One of those matchmaking shows.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking love those.
Mm-hmm.
And you got exactly what you wanted in a relaxing, comfortable environment. I made you a flower arrangement. And I also said, if you don't want to take these home, that's fine. Like, if it's too hard to slosh down in the car on the way back.
Yes.
I think that you're thinking this birthday is so important because you want your birthday to be so important.
Is it transactional?
I'm kind of thinking it's transactional.
Is that how this group works? Like, we do a special thing for her and then we have to, like, outdo it and do a special thing for
her? Everybody gets a special, special thing.
Yeah.
And it cannot... It's nine of you.
Yeah.
How many things are you going to do? What, are you going to rent a pony next time? Spa? Drinks, dinner.
Yeah.
I've run out of ideas.
You guys, with nine women, I mean, we can't even get four of us. Our schedules are so crazy.
Yeah.
And none of us have young children.
Right.
None of us.
You all
have young children. With nine of you, you really need to limit it to let's pick a day and go out to dinner and boom, boom, boom.
And, you know, what present are we going to give Ethel?
No.
What does Ethel deserve?
Does
she... You know, Ethel, if she's a genuine, authentic person, wants to hang out with her friends and not have to take care of the kids that night.
Right.
I mean, we were just talking about this. When I was younger and my children needed, like, bedtime and baths and homework assist, I loved my birthday because it was my carte blanche to go out and say, like, oh, my girlfriends are taking them out for birthday. And then I'd call my girlfriends, like, taking me out for my birthday.
Yes.
You know? My 50th birthday?
Yeah.
I threw the party.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, I'm going to be 50.
Yeah.
I'm going to rent an Airbnb.
Yeah.
We had got massages. The massage people can't come in. The lymphatic drainage.
The liver thing that she was doing to us.
But amazing.
It was fabulous.
We went out to dinner. You guys picked up the tab.
Yes.
It was a fabulous birthday. You know what I'm doing for my birthday next week, Jess?
And what are you doing?
Nothing.
No.
Because I'm going to be on the Cape.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, I don't know, watch Indian Matchmaker or something.
Yeah.
I need to be up there. I'm a grown-ass woman, and my birthday is just not a day that needs to be started with confetti and champagne.
I just don't understand that need. I know women, and I do think it's important to acknowledge someone, and I get that, but you've made it so that now you're falling out with someone over it.
Right. And not only someone, the whole group. The whole
group. Like, because you're asking the group for backup here.
Yeah, that was really...
That was no good.
...hostile event. No good. You know, you say, like...
That was no good.
I'm not sure how I became the bad guy, because you wouldn't knock it off. You just kept hammering away. My idea is best. That's not special enough. I think she would like this.
Yeah.
And in the very beginning of your letter, you said Heather was going to take lead on this because she was closest friends with Ethel before the group became a group.
Yeah.
Why didn't you let her?
You just should let her.
Why? What? So what if she threw Ethel a tepid birthday party at a bar you've already been to?
You just make Ethel feel special.
Does Ethel care?
No. I mean,
I'm feeling like you're the one who cares.
You're the one who cares. And I don't care for let's join in and buy one gift for someone because I don't feel like having that conversation either.
Right.
So everyone can give a gift or not.
Right.
No one is obliged.
We have tried so many times in our group of friends of like, let's all pitch in and get.
Yeah.
And then we never do. Because it's just, it's too awkward. It's too like, maybe it's not in someone's budget.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe someone doesn't approve or whatever. You're like, oh, let's get Joss a case of wine, you know? Which, by the way, all your gifts were alcohol.
They were alcohol. And, the princess gave me hot pepper vodka or something.
She's a fabulous good daughter to you.
Wonderful. Yeah.
I mean, she's my daughter, but technically.
Technically.
You say, like, I feel she should have had my back. That's not friendship.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and your friends have been so close-mouthed about this and so... You know,
which I think is very pointed.
You're alone here.
Yeah.
You're fighting a war and looking back for your troops, and they're not there because they don't care. They think you're on the wrong track.
Yeah.
That's
why you got no backup. With
you. You got no backup because,
that's why.
Because you are controlling and interfering.
Yeah.
So, you wanted a neutral opinion.
Right.
And some advice. Here's our advice. Apologize.
Yeah. That's
just
a good idea.
You know, I do love event planning, especially for my friends, and I just got a little crazy here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Heather. Mm-hmm. You know Ethel best, and I know you wanted to take the lead on this, and I'm embarrassed now looking at it, so please accept my apology, and if anybody wants me to plan their birthday party, please tell me.
Yeah.
And I'll be happy to.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'll just be a happy participant.
Yes. Perfect.
Boom.
Perfect. That's
and then you get to leave acknowledging that, like most humans, you are flawed.
Yeah.
That you had good intentions, but you let them run away with you. And that, you have a thing. And you like to plan parties for your friends.
Yeah.
And it just got the best of you.
It did. I want to say generally to women, I understand that it's nice to be acknowledged for your birthday, and I do appreciate that. My quibble is that you get pissed when you're not acknowledged.
Yeah, I think it's more about you who are saying, we've got to do something great for Kristen's birthday, rather than Kristen thinking, I want my friends to do something great for my birthday. Because we actually had this conversation in our group where our friend offered your place.
She did. She voluntold me. She voluntold me. Joss, we're going to use your backyard for Kristen's birthday.
I think you owe it to Kristen. And poor Joss is like, oh, shit. I have a 786-square-foot home.
I do. I was looking at garden furniture, I'll have you know. I was like, I do?
Happily, this was communicated to me. I'm like, no, I'd rather go to your house, Mara.
Yes.
Your 3,200-square-foot palatial home.
Yes.
On a park.
That's right. On a golf park.
Like, hey, we're going to do something. Let's go where everybody gets to sit on a couch.
That's right.
Right. But I do think that this is about you and what you want, and you want to be have something like kind of extravagant and creative mm-hmm. done for you. And because you want that, you think everyone wants that.
Right.
And that might not be true.
This might not be true.
One of the things that was never mentioned in this is, what does Ethel want to do for her birthday?
I mean, maybe Heather knew because she was the closest to right. her.
Maybe so. Heather thought, like, she just wants to get out of the house and
yeah.
eat and then hang out yeah. at a bar afterwards, which is yeah. exactly what she planned.
Right.
So I think that this competition of who had the best and most unique birthday
yeah.
is silly.
Yeah.
I think it's immature.
Yeah.
And I think it's about what you want and why you need to be maybe validated on your birthday. And there are a whole lot of reasons for that that mm-hmm. we don't know about. So I'm not going to judge.
Mm-hmm.
People are allowed to want fabulous birthday parties.
Yes.
People who want those should throw them themselves.
I was about to say, you cannot expect your friends to do that for you
yeah.
because you're setting them up to yeah. fail. So, event mom, when your birthday comes up and you know the fabulous thing that you want, say to the girls, I got this.
Say, I would like you to be my guest
yes.
at this fabulous birthday party of mine. And, yes. you know, like I said, I footed the bill for my
yeah.
birthday because it was my idea.
Yeah.
My friends, and I thought, I'm birthday girl. I will be, you know, Lady Bountiful here.
Yes.
And also, you know, honestly, because it was a lot easier for me financially.
Yeah.
So that's another thing you're not taking into consideration, that perhaps, too. Is like, can everybody afford this?
Right.
All these mothers of young children, mm-hmm. I mean, are you all flush enough to be shelling out
mm-hmm.
£20 on top of dinner, on top of drinks, on top of the private chef? So I think a big, long, slow breath in
mm-hmm.
and, you know, in for four, out for six
yeah.
kind of
yeah,
breathing
yeah.
needs to happen here.
Yeah.
And I just really, like, I think the best way for you to maintain some dignity here is simply to apologize and acknowledge
mm-hmm.
and then you come up like, oh, our crazy friend event mom, she goes nuts, she's such a good party planner
mm-hmm.
but, you know, make sure you want what she's got in store for you,
right?
She's gonna rent you a unicorn.
That's right.
If you're not careful.
That's right
You know?
That's right. And save the big plans for you. I
yeah.
mean, you want it, and I shudder to think of how your friends would try to come up with something for your birthday and then fail, and then
yeah.
you'd be so disappointed in them.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, well, I did all of this for them. They couldn't do this for me.
You know,
don't want to get into that.
It reminds me of this reader event that used to be quite popular back in the day before the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
where you were invited to this luncheon for a weekend. It was great, you know, connect with readers. And one of the things was you'd have a goodie bag for the people at your table. And so the first year I went, I bought, like, everyone at my table got a couple of my books personalized to them, some candles,
mm-hmm.
scented candles, some, like, nice hand cream, some fuzzy socks. You were also supposed to decorate your table. I was flying in, like, half a continent.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'll pick up some flowers.
Yeah.
My God. When I got there, you know, there was a woman who had a tree in the middle of her table, and she was giving away Kate Spade handbags.
Jesus!
Books. Like, to this day, like, I was so stunned.
Yeah.
And it became like a competition of which author gave the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then, tragically, like, not tragically, but very sadly and in an eye-opening way, one of my author friends who went all out, and she was a historical romance writer, and she would do like a tea theme, and everybody got a hat and a teapot and,
oh, sweet.
You know, really lovely. And she said to one of the people at her table, like, can I personalize that book for you? And she's like, oh, I've never read you. I'm only here for your stuff.
Damn.
Right? So.
Damn.
It wasn't about connecting.
No.
And enjoying.
It was a goodie bag.
It was about a cash haul.
Yeah.
Another one of my author friends said, like, if I handed out $100 bills, I would have spent less money at this event.
Wow.
You know, because it was just, it became all about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The theme, the bags,
mm-hmm.
the hats. And it wasn't about anything authentic.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about the connection with the author whose books you loved.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminds me of this, of outdoing, of outshining, of being the one who had the party or had the best ideas and stuff. And it became all about the things.
Mm-hmm.
And not about Ethel.
Yeah.
So I think you're a really generous,
yes,
outgoing person, right, who wants everyone to have a good time. I don't doubt your motives.
Yeah.
But I think you got to take a step back, yeah, and a hard look.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I couldn't agree more. Do go all out for your own birthday. I'd love, mm-hmm, to hear about that.
Yeah. And invite us, right? We'll come over. I want to ride on, yeah, the unicorn.
We'll come over. But when it comes to your friends, you know, pull people. Let's just do dinner. Let's do what everyone can afford and everyone has time for. Right.
And what do you think Ethel would like?
Yeah.
If Ethel loved that spa, and she's not going to get to the spa again this year.
You should have gone to the
spa. The half an hour spa treatment might, yeah, have been perfect. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, that might have been perfect.
All right. So good luck and God bless, sweetheart. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net. And please consider leaving us a review.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Just A.
And we're best friends forever.